This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Catherine.
And me, Neil. Hello.
Today we're talking about the present perfect and the past simple tenses.
Yes, we're going to tell you how to form them and give you 3 rules to help you decide which one to use and when.
We'll also look at using ever and never with the present perfect.
And we'll finish with a quiz.
Right then, let's start with the present perfect. And here's our first example.
I've looked at the sales figures. They've shot up by 20%.
So it's subject plus have or has plus a past participle.
To make past participles of regular verbs, add ed to the main verb. So look becomes looked.
But some verbs, like shoot, are irregular. The past participle of shoot is shot. You just have to learn your irregular verbs.
That's right. And we often use short forms in the present perfect, like I've, he's, and they've.
Now, here's an example of the past simple.
I looked at the sales figures this morning. They shot up by 20% last month.
For the past simple of regular verbs, add ed to the main verb.
So, look becomes looked, but don't forget those irregular verbs. The past simple of go is went.
Now, it's often difficult to know which tense to use.
It can be. So, we've got some rules for you. Listen to the first example again.
I've looked at the sales figures. They've shot up by 20%.
And it's present perfect here because we're focusing on what happened, not when. But in the second example,
I looked at the sales figures this morning. They shot up by 20% last month.
It's the past simple because we say when the actions happened. So that's rule one. Use the present perfect to say what happened, but the past simple for when or where something happened.
That's right. Now, Neil, just a minute, because I haven't eaten this morning.
And that's an example of the present perfect with a time phrase. So sometimes we can use the present perfect to say when something happened, when a situation started in the past and is still true or still happening now. Here you go. Here's a biscuit, Catherine.
Oh, thank
because,
you, Neil.
Because you haven't eaten anything this morning.
I haven't. But if I said, I didn't eat anything this morning, with the past simple, it would mean it isn't morning anymore. Now it's the afternoon or the evening.
Yes, the action started and finished in the past. You must be starving. Go
I
on.
Am.
Here you go. Have another biscuit.
Thank you very much. So that's rule two. Use the present perfect for events that started in the past and are continuing now.
And the past simple for actions that started and finished in the past.
Nice biscuits, Neil.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about when to use the present perfect and the past simple.
Now, we often use the present perfect with ever and never for life experiences, things we've done at some point in the past. Here's a question for you, Catherine.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten insects?
Funnily enough, Neil, no, I've never eaten an insect, and I don't think I ever will. How about you?
Oh, yes, actually, I have eaten
have you?
Insects. Yes, I've eaten ants that were given to me by a friend from Colombia.
Very good. So, rule three, use ever with the present perfect to ask about a past experience and never to talk about an experience you haven't had.
But if you add information about time and place, use the past simple. I ate insects last summer in Colombia.
And Neil used present perfect in I have eaten insects because he was focusing on the event itself, not when it happened.
Well, actually, I wasn't focusing on anything. I kept my eyes shut the whole time. They didn't look very nice.
Right, but they tasted all right.
They tasted okay, yeah.
Good.
It's now time for a quiz. Which is correct? Number one, A. I've been for a job interview last week. Or B, I went for a job interview last week.
And it's B, I went for a job interview last week. Use the past simple when you say when something happened.
Number two, I never went for a job interview. Or B, I have never been for a job interview.
And it's B, I have never been for a job interview. We use the present perfect with never.
And the last one. A, who has eaten all my biscuits? Or B, who ate all my biscuits?
And that's a trick question because actually both are correct. And by the way, Neil, it wasn't me. I didn't eat all your biscuits.
Yeah, I'm sure. That means we have now come to the end of our programme.
There's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar.
From bbclearningenglish.com.